It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now to the state of working Wisconsin, the title of a report published by COWS, formerly known as the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. Unemployment was at a seasonally adjusted rate of 3% in July, the latest data out. There are more than 129,000 jobs listed on the Job Center of Wisconsin portal this morning. But a labor economist says that doesn't mean our state has become a workers' paradise. Join in on the job market you've encountered here, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Laura Dresser is Associate Director of COWS, the UW-Madison think tank researching Wisconsin economic and social problems. Laura, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, you found that workers are encountering better news than any year this century. What sectors in Wisconsin have benefited the most from a tight labor market?
Well, I would say workers, the question in a labor market is often how much power do workers feel they have? How much can they ask for more in their jobs in terms of schedules or wages, or how easy is it for them to leave if they can't get those things that they secure? And I think in this tight labor market, that's been more true for workers at the bottom of the labor market. So we've seen tightening there and the signs of wage increases at some of the service sector jobs that were really impacted by the pandemic, both by the disruption of the shutdowns and by the exposure of being in essential work.
You also concluded that Wisconsinites saw opportunities and took them. And I'm wondering, what opportunities have they really been able to harness in these times?
Yeah, I think about a year ago, we started talking about, or there was a kind of popular conception of a great resignation, that workers were moving away from, or people were moving away from work and redefining themselves away from work and stopping working and, embracing life away from work. I think that was just wrong. What I think the evidence was, and you can see it in the Wisconsin data, is workers were taking the opportunities they saw and moving to new jobs. So there were a lot of quits, but there were consistently more hires than quits. People were leaving work and finding better jobs. And there are more workers in the state, this summer, the highest number of workers in the state ever reported. It's not that people kind of backed away from work, and that's what describes or defines these shortages. Workers have really seen opportunity and have moved to better jobs. So we have more people working, and we have a higher labor force participation rate today than we did last summer. But where people are working is different.
It's interesting you bring up the quits rate, which remains elevated at 4.2 million voluntary resignations for July, and that's 2.8% of the entire U.S. workforce. So people are quitting, perhaps still not concerned about the security of having another job lined up. Laura, is this the new normal or here for a longer term?
Well, I think there's a couple of questions. There's a short time cyclical issue here. We're in a tight labor market. The Fed, in fact, is taking action to reduce inflationary pressure, and that will push up unemployment. That is intended to make workers have less options, right? That is the point of what the Fed is doing right now. We could have a debate about that. But what I would say is people right now see opportunity and are moving towards it. There's really high quit rates, but there's even higher rates. That is, there are rates for hiring that are above the quit rates, which means more people are coming into the labor force. And that's sort of the story right now. And I don't think it is stable in a long-term way without some institutionalization of workers' power. So I would say, this is cyclical, but if unemployment goes back up, workers get more conservative about being willing to seek new work.
You also found, though, in these tight unemployment times, you found that it's not universal opportunity. Can you tell us about unemployment among communities of color and what you found with Black Wisconsinites in racial disparities?
Yeah, I mean, this is the racial disparity of the Wisconsin economy is sort of one of the most consistent and really the worst features of the economy. It's really important to know that even when things are a little better, they're better for all workers, but a little better means still means that Black workers in the state face unemployment rates more than twice as high as white unemployment rates. The share of workers in low wage jobs is much higher. And so, you know, 1 year of kind of being able to move to a slightly better job does not is not able to overcome the immense inequality that has grown by race since the late 1970s, when things were relatively good, actually, for Black workers in the state relative to the national average. But so it isn't that it's been eternal. It has been the product of economic change and the way that racist exclusion has left workers out over the last 40 years. But I would say there's also some evidence the wage data for Black women and Black men has been slightly stronger growth from 2019 to now than for white men. And so the gap has closed a tiny bit, but it's a giant gap.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a new report on worker conditions in Wisconsin. Laura Dresser here, Associate Director of COWS, formerly known as the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, as they look at labor and economic issues across our state. Where we're at now, you can join in 800-642-1234. Laura, on the topic of wage growth, you found Wisconsin experienced strong wage growth from 2019 to 2021, and this growth slightly closed some of the state's pronounced racial and ethnic pay disparities, as you mentioned, with Black women seeing wages rise by 13%. Why is this wage growth happening now, and, you know, will it continue that trend?
Yeah, so I think this is another place where you can see that opportunity. I think workers see opportunity in the labor market, and they see that they can move. You have the power of an exit threat in your current job. I will leave unless you improve supervision, stop harassment, pay me more, or give me better shifts. Like, workers have a little more power in the current job they have, and they have a little more power to see outside and say, well, if I move to that job, I would see my wages go up. And I think and this dynamic is especially true, as I said earlier, I think really in the lower wage labor markets, in the service labor markets, etc. And so I think this strength that we see in leisure and hospitality and food service, the strength of wage trends down there, always helps to close the gaps, because women and workers of color are concentrated in those industries. And if that's where that dynamic is most pronounced. And if those are the workers who saw, like, this work doesn't work for me. The pandemic really focused, I think, attention on the way that jobs that don't provide benefits, that wages are terribly low, and it's going to be called essential, but it's not going to be paid in any way that's essential. I think those workers, kind of see their value more now, I hope, and are kind of pursuing making changes that get them to jobs that fit. And that helps close those racial disparities.
You make this really strong case that Wisconsinites want to work, are committed to working. Can you talk more about the labor force participation rate in Wisconsin as you've looked at it, you know, since 1979?
Yeah, for sure. So the labor force participation rate of Wisconsinites, you know, kind of are working people. We are more connected to the labor market consistently, as you just mentioned, since 1979, more connected to the labor market than the national average. And this remains true. And the current labor force participation rate, like two of three working age people actually are employed in the state. And that's more like 62% nationally. So a kind of 5% difference or extra work here. And the rate of working right now is higher than it was before the pandemic. The share of adults in the labor force is higher than it was in 2019. And so those are some parts of what makes work here high. But the other thing that's really different about Wisconsin, or one major contributor to this, is women in the state. Women in Wisconsin work at much higher rates than women nationally. And that's one of the reasons our rate is always high.
How does higher education factor into this and a worker's earning potential in Wisconsin?
We probably are familiar with the idea that getting an education will pay off in terms of wages, and the report chapter on wages really digs into that and lets you see what is the impact of a 4-year degree, a 2-year degree, a high school degree, or not completing high school. How do those people fare in wages? And I would say that the strong evidence to keep in mind is that, you know, closing out a college degree really matters. Getting a 2-year college degree or a 4-year college degree really moves your wage. The median wage of those groups is higher than the national average. I mean, the statewide average. But also doing some college without completing a degree doesn't have a lot of impact. And so I think that's important to see that's the way the labor market kind of rewards these things. Employers rewards these things to completed degrees, but they make a difference. And especially the associate degree, move the mm-hmm. earner's wage above the state average.
Labor economist Laura Dresser with us, associate director of COWS, the UW-Madison research group that works on solutions to social problems. Their new report focusing on Wisconsin jobs, wages, and organizing unions that we'll be talking about. Join in on your job outlook in Wisconsin, how it's changed. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A yearly labor report from COWS at UW-Madison gives us a clearer picture of Wisconsin jobs. And it says workers have acted on opportunities to improve their working conditions. And if formal and informal worker unionizing continues, Wisconsin may begin to see a longer term shift. Join in on how you view the job market here and how your job outlook has changed or stayed the same. 800-642-1234. Laura Dresser is associate director of COWS, lead author of the State of Working Wisconsin report, and stays with us. Laura, we heard from Andrea in La Crosse, called and couldn't stay with us. And Andrea is a salaried engineer in a factory. And they think that the reason that there is such a demand for workers is because immigration is down. What role does immigration play in our labor market here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, this is such an important point. One of the things that's really going on in the Wisconsin economy, which has been predicted, and the point of demographer and economic development concern for a long time, is that the population is aging. A center on campus identified that from 2010 to 2019, the prime working age population in the state fell by 150,000 workers. And that's because the population is growing older and there isn't a lot of an equal replacement. It's about the aging of the baby boom. Some states are able to keep growing their labor force by having a much more dynamic in migration, either from other states or from other countries. But I think we've done things to make this state seem unfriendly to immigrants. I think about, you know, there have been policy choices that have been made that way. I think that the weather probably always works against us. Winter's hard. But thinking hard about how we make this place to come work that people would be attracted to, it makes an enormous difference on those tight labor markets. And this is especially true in northern counties. This age, the demographic impact of the baby boom retirements is really concentrated in rural areas across the north of the state.
I wonder what could that mean then, what this demographic shift could mean for worker power over the next decade?
Yeah, that's the piece that is this longer term underlying fact, is that employer, given the demographics of the state, and if we don't change how attractive we are or how welcoming we are of immigrants from other states or nations, then workers will have more power because more workers will be retiring from the labor market than are coming into it. I think that's the longer term underlying thing that doesn't go away even in the cyclical fluctuations of this labor market.
Let's bring in Judy now in Eau Claire. Judy, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Well, first, I'd like to thank Ms. Dresser for her excellent research, continuing research in the Wisconsin economy. I've been reading that public service jobs are bleeding employees, not to retirement, but just leaving counties, cities, states, et cetera. As we see in our Tippah County right now, that the county is considering a less work day, 4.5 hours rather than 5 hours, to try to keep their employees there and keep them happy because they can't give them the wages that they deserve. So I wondered if she had a comment about that.
Thank you. And that, Laura, jumped out to me in your report in that category labeled government.
Yeah. I think this is one of the crises in this, is that the private sector job wage growth has been pretty strong. There are all sorts of things, especially Act 10 and the fact that the state government is not distributing. You know, we have this giant surplus in the state budget that could be supporting local units of government, schools, everybody to find ways to better reward their workers, but they don't have the resources to do it because the legislature is holding on to that. And I think it's put public jobs in this negative position. So yeah, it's one of the sectors that is still further behind. And it is one sector that is really impacted by the external opportunities that workers are seeing and the lack of ability to put more money into that because they can't just raise taxes or whatever. They need some of that money, some of the state surplus redistributed across the state to local units of government, to schools, so that work can be honored.
And you compared to the trend across the country in the U.S., and it seems, with your data, more pronounced here in Wisconsin of the government jobs, seeing such a loss.
Yeah. And I think my gut, I haven't done research on this, but my gut would be that what's going on is most states, with the surplus that this stronger economy has generated, they have invested that in government and in those jobs and the ability to compete for workers, for teachers, for public sector workers. And Wisconsin, the legislature just continues to sit on that money.
Laura Dresser here, Associate Director at COWS, the UW-Madison think tank, looks at issues surrounding labor and unionization, out with a new report. You can join in on working conditions, 800-642-1234. Laura, let's look to unionization. As companies around the country, we're seeing the headlines, Amazon to Apple, just this tide of unionization. And we're also seeing it here in Wisconsin. How does this impact the workforce, especially in light of, you know, Act 10 those years ago?
Yeah, I want to paint a picture that is that workers are organizing now in informal and formal ways, signing up for unions or demanding more collectively from their jobs. So you can see that in Wisconsin. Again, this is another place where there has been a long term and quite pronounced decline, and a couple good years are not going to change that tide. But I think what we're seeing, you know, even in the state, even in under the conditions that Act 10 and the so-called right to work legislation that came very shortly after that, that makes unionization hard. It makes the logic of unions and the organizing of them very difficult. Even in this context, you can find Pabst theater workers organizing and winning an election. You can find workers at a print shop demanding to get paid on time, working collectively and considering unionization. You can see nurses
and I
really
just,
demanding more.
Yeah, I just want to pause there because we're almost out of time, but we saw hundreds of UW Health nurses seeking to be recognized as a union, called off their three-day work strike, Governor Evers intervening. What are you watching for there?
Well, I think the real question right now is what is to see the decision from the Employer Rights Commission, the Wisconsin Employer Rights Commission, that these workers can be recognized, and then UW will. So there's a technical or bureaucratic process that I think we're waiting on, that hopefully clarifies how these workers will be represented. But I think that no matter what the decision there, they're going to continue organizing and looking for a way to get their interests and patient care interests represented.
Laura, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Laura Dresser is Associate Director of COWS, formerly known as the Center for Wisconsin Strategy. We have a link to the report, State of Working Wisconsin 2022, at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.